Welcome back everyone, wish you very well. This is Gautam and you are on our channel Cooking with Sapna. Today we are going to make one of the most popular Indian sweet called Kalakand. Kalakand is a rich milk cake and very well known for its soft and grainy texture. Traditionally it takes very long time to make it, but the recipe we are going to show you is quick and instant and requiring only three ingredients like paneer, condensed milk and cardamom. So let's make paneer first for Kalakand. For making paneer, we will take 6.5 cups or 1.5 liters of milk in a pot and we are going to boil it. And actually guys, I should not call it paneer, it is chana, as we are going to use it as crumbly one and not going to set it. So we will boil it. And guys, instead of making chana at home, you can also use the store-bought paneer, but I prefer the homemade one as it gives enhanced flavor to the Kalakand. So if you want a store-bought one, use nearly 250 grams of paneer. Our milk has boiled, now we will simmer it. Now we will add juice of half lemon. You can also add yogurt or citric acid for the same. Now we will stir it continuously. Now as you can see, the milk protein has separated and we can see white transparent water, which is whey. When you see this water, then your chana is ready. We'll turn off the heat now. Now we will strain this chana in a mesh lined with a muslin cloth and isolate the whey from chana. Now we will wash this chana using water to remove the tanginess provided by lemon, as it is a sweet dish we are going to make. So wash with the cold and fresh water. And guys, we have to wash it thoroughly to remove the tanginess completely. Now we will tie the muslin cloth and squeeze it to remove the excess water. All the water is drained and our chana is ready. Let's make Kalakand. Now into a pan, we will take nearly 400 grams of sweetened condensed milk. Now we will add our chana into this condensed milk. We are going to mix them and cook it on low medium heat. In the starting, this mixture will start to loosen and then it becomes thickened, and in all the whole process take nearly 10 to 12 minutes, but it also depends on the type of cooktop you're using, and make sure to stir it continuously so that it doesn't stick on the bottom of the pan. The traditional Kalakand is made from khoya, which is made from milk, and it is also a very time consuming process which take nearly 2 to 3 hours to make. So guys, this recipe is very quick and instant, and your whole process here can take nearly 30 minutes if you are making a paneer at home, but if you buy from a store, it will take only 15 minutes to get this Kalakand ready. Our mixture has started to become loosened, so we will cook it until it become thickened. And guys, stir it continuously while cooking on low medium heat. Our mixture has started to become thickened slightly. At this stage, we will add 1 teaspoon of cardamom powder for flavoring. And guys, if you want, you can also add kevada water, rose water to get different flavoring in your Kalakand. And at this stage, you can also add food colors to make different colors of Kalakand. Guys, you must be wondering, what is the difference between burfi and Kalakand? Actually, the burfi is fudgy. However, Kalakand is soft and grainy. And guys, flavor-wise, it is completely different from the burfi. And in my opinion, Kalakand is best as compared to burfi. And it's my personal favorite. Our mixture is almost thickened and I'm cooking it from last 7 to 8 minutes. And guys, avoid overcooking it because Kalakand is soft, and if you overcook it, it will become dry. So keep an eye while cooking. I'm going to cook it for further 4 to 5 minutes. Our mixture is thickened and it is ready. We will transfer it into a baking tray lined with a parchment paper. So we are transferring it into a baking tray now, lined with the parchment paper. We will flatten it using a spoon. Now we will sprinkle some chopped nuts. I'm using almonds and cashew nuts. You can also use pistachio or nuts of your choice, or maybe you can try it as such without any nuts. We will also flatten these nuts using spoon, and we will allow it to cool and then let it set for nearly 2 hours in a refrigerator, and then we will cut into pieces. Our Kalakand is all set and ready. We will take it out from the baking tray and cut a piece out of it. And now is the time to try. So let's try. Soft and grainy texture and distinct flavors provided by cardamom and condensed milk. Guys, it's really amazing. And if you are going to make it, just keep it refrigerated. Do try this recipe and let us know how it turned out for you in the comment section. Guys, I hope you like our video. If you do, subscribe, like and share. And for more detailed recipe, do visit our website cookingwithsapna.com and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Do press the bell icon for new video notifications. So guys, take care, stay safe. See you next time.